Hi there, CN Winters here again. Some of my staff have talked about me. Now it's my chance to talk about them. Mwahaha. Don't worry. It'll all be nice things, I promise. I did a 101 how to run a virtual season recording, and I talked a little bit about the process that we go through in order to recruit people into this craziness called Watchers. And when we first started out, we had the application, as I mentioned. And not everybody got in on an application. Some people we brought in because Susan knew them and liked them and said, "Hey, can we include them?" And I said, "Sure, why not?" And one of those people was David Zaire. And the other was Chris Cook. And both of them, if I'm not mistaken, came from the Kitten Board. I know David did. I didn't know about Chris. But essentially, she said, "I've got some people that I think you would like. They're talented, and they could help us kind of put this all together." So Chris Cook became our art director for the first and second year, and David has been with us ever since. And over that first initial summer, when we were putting it together in 2000, in fill in the blank because I don't remember what year it was. Go back 5 years. I'll say it's 2008, but we started with 2002. Would that be it? Math's not my strong suit. Anyway, well, over that summer, I had put up an application for anybody that wanted to fill it out and kind of join us on this crazy adventure. And some things we got back from people we didn't much care for, or we got things back that weren't in submitted correctly as we had asked for, and we asked them to resubmit. Basically, the people that couldn't follow directions for the application, I figured, aren't going to be able to follow directions on staff either. So, if we hadn't heard anything back from them, which we didn't, we had quite a few rejects, I guess you would say. We didn't take everybody and anybody. And I pretty much corresponded with people based on what I saw of them. And some people seemed like they did have certain talent in areas, but I wasn't sure if, personality-wise, they would fit with what I was looking for. I wanted a mix of personalities, but I did want some core central characteristics. I wanted people who were dedicated to seeing this through to the end. I wanted people that did have talent in one or more areas. As long as they had one that worked for us, we put them in that area. And we had a lot of people in the first season that kind of came and went. We didn't really have a steady staff. But we did have a lot of people that joined up in season two that remained with us the entire run. So actually for season one, Gefling21, who is just our superb Ethan writer. Don't get me wrong, she writes anything well. She's often teased about being long-winded, but she's actually been dethroned by Robert Kidman. and everybody on staff will get that joke. They'll understand what it means. You people listening will have no idea. But to kind of recap, we try to keep acts at around 10 to 15 pages was our goal per act. So by the time we finished, we had maybe a 50-page episode. Jeff, who was with us, she, like I said, she's a wonderful writer, very verbose, and liked to give a lot of details, which is good, actually, in a way, because then I can kind of cut things down and kind of tone it down a little bit. But she was our queen when it came to extended episodes for a while, until Robert decided to start writing. And, again, kind of going back to the fact that, we all do get along, we all respect each other. Sometimes we have good days and bad days. And, Before I Wake was turned in, the final, act that, that Robert had wrote, it was, I think, 35 pages long, and, Dan kind of got a little annoyed, and, it does take time away from my duties when I have to edit something by half, essentially. So, I try to you know keep their episodes down, but I'm kind of I'm digressing. I'm getting off topic here. But we do have, like I said, we have four people that were with us at the very beginning who are with us now, and that's myself, Susan, David, and Giflin. So you know, we are the final four. We're the ones that started at the beginning. We're the ones that are still here. But to say that really doesn't paint a clear picture of our staff, because even though we did have writers and artists kind of coming in and out on the first year, in our second year, a lot of the people that were with us then continued to stay with us. I know Blitzgal did some wonderful artwork for us for the first and second season. I think she was with us for part of the third too, if I'm not mistaken. I know that she had one art poster that I had changed slightly, so I didn't have to bug her about it, and she kind of had a conniption fit and decided to leave. So, you know, of all the people that we've had over the years that have come and gone, you know, that's really the only incident that we've had where, you know, somebody, you know, left on less than positive terms. And I never really quite got into it or understood it because I was trying to do it for her benefit, but I figured if, you know, if she wanted to leave, I wasn't, you know, gonna pitch a fit about it one way or another. We also had Robert, who was starting to do posters. I had done one or two, and we also had Jin, who did artwork for us. So we were kind of covered in that department. But it was sad to kind of see her leave on not so good terms, because she did have such a wonderful run with us. Again, I don't know if it's just the pressure of you know, trying to get everything done. I don't know if everything, you know, things were going on in her life in other areas, or whether it was just this one particular, you know, incident, you know, where I made a little extra white space so I could put in a couple letters for someone's name. But again, you know, like I said, of all the people that have come and gone, it's really been a wonderful, tight-knit group that get along tremendously. In our second year, and I'm going back away, so if I forget somebody, please don't be offended, because I'm sure I probably will. It's like I said, it's midnight right now. I'm at the end of the day, and I'm trying to think of everything of how this happened over the past 5 years, and sometimes I'm lucky if I can remember 5 minutes ago. But like I said, Chris Cook was with us the second year too. And he helped build the Presidium storyline, and he did a wonderful job as art director of getting, you know, all of our artists together to put things out there, and you know, create things. I know, as far as most of our artists that we had at the time, quite a few actually were with us for a while. I know that Robert came in towards the back end of season two. And he had done some artwork for us. Let's see, who else was there? I'm trying to think real hard. Oh, Hume was there with us. She did great artwork, and she actually started season five, but she has commitments with school, so she wasn't able to stick around for the rest of the season. So essentially, she was with us too during our entire run. We also had a lot of minions, and that's the name that they gave themselves. They were people that would come in and, you know, go out to different sites, help spread the word about Watchers, or maybe they do a recap of an episode. They really, you know, they helped build our links page. They did a lot of little things that really meant a lot when you put it together. So, you know, there's, to be honest, there's too many of them to sit and try to mention. But yeah, they did you know, a really good job of, and well, one in particular was Little Mouse. I don't know if she goes by her actual name, so I won't say it. But she's also does work for Sherry at Restoration. She's done work, but she was our little minion. She did, you know, tons of stuff. She got the you know, forum up and talking, and it really went a long way in helping put it together. Season two is also, I believe that's also the season that Kai came in. Kai is our Kadine, however you want to pronounce her name, our Van Helsing creator. She put her together, and she really started off as the a Kennedy fan. She really liked Kennedy from Buffy. She's never come to me and said, "I hate you, CM, because you're so mean to Kennedy." So she's done a phenomenal job year after year. Very, very dependable writer, so that, when we've got something, especially concerning Kennedy, and I'm kind of wondering, especially when we're trying to build her, I kind of referred to Kai and asked her, "Well, what do you kind of think?" And most part, she really, I already had an idea in my head, and she would follow through with it. So it kind of confirmed to me that I was on the right path with the direction to go. We haven't always seen the eye to eye, but I can't say that that's true of anybody on staff. I don't think there's anybody, even the people that get along the absolute best, can say that across the board they've always agreed on everything, because that's simply not true. But again, she's an intelligent young lady, very creative, and it was wonderful to be able to bring her in to season two. Again, as far as I had mentioned too that Steph was doing the sounds for us at that point, and she decided that it was just got to be too much, and she had other things that she was doing, trying to build her own business. So she had departed after season two. And one of our other artists too, Sarah was with us until the end of last year, and she just kind of dropped away. And it worried me, because most of our staff, they have come to us and said, I can't take this anymore. I can't meet the demand. I've got school, I've got work, I've got family, whatever the reason might be." And genuinely, these people, they were upset, they didn't want to leave, but just the situation forced them that they had to leave. And she was one of the artists that we had, one of our younger artists, and she started at very basic, and she really, by the time, she had departed, she was doing, really well with her artwork. But again, it was a situation where she just, I think that the timing just wasn't working for what she had going on. And eventually she did write me and said, "Well, I'm sorry, I apologize, I've just been busy." And I said, "That's okay." I said, "I was just worried about you." Because even though these people are scattered all over the world, I mean literally all over the world, Chris Cook is in Australia. We've got artists over in England. We've got David, who's on the West Coast. Susan and Dragon Rider 17, they're down south. Me and Dan represent the Midwest. So we've got a big, sea to shining sea across the globe mix of people. So, when I wanted to get, when I didn't hear something from somebody, even though no matter where they're at, I still worry about them. I like that communication. I like being able to know that somebody's okay, that I care about. And I care very much about the staff members. I'm trying to look down my list here of who else I've got. And we have a wonderful, like I said, we have a wonderful writer of Ethan in our group, but we also have a wonderful writer of Faith. And, that's Faith 71, or Faith 71, Faith 730. I'll spit it out eventually. I don't know if she goes by her real name or not. She does on the board, so I'll just call her Faith 730. Kind of makes her sound like James Bond a little bit, doesn't it? Faith is our Faith writer, and I know that she did a wonderful story, Gangland and Lessons Learned, and this was really when we were trying to build up that Faith arc and kind of bring Faith into a Watcher's role rather than just being Buffy's nemesis on Buffy. And really, excellent writer across the board. And she can do anything. That's one of the hallmarks of a really great writer. There's some people that can do comedy and some that can do drama, and she can really do it all. And to truth be told, everybody can. I mean, there isn't anybody on staff that has that weak of an area where I would feel uncomfortable giving them something. But Faith has done very serious works, and like I said, the whole Gangland Lessons Learned episodes, and she's also done very goofy things like Get a Life, which I thought was absolutely hilarious. And so it's something that's no matter what the situation is that we put her in, she always consistently performs for us. I'm going to stop here because I know that it's been, coming up on 15 minutes here. I don't want to take too much time. But that pretty much takes us all the way through to season two. And I'll get back into season three when we start the next podcast.